Hey, beautiful listeners. Welcome back. I'm back here today, your host, Tiffany Jokcha. And today, I thought it would be kind of fun to talk about being sad and emotional and really all the things, because it's one of the topics that have been coming up for me quite a bit, actually. And I thought it would be fun to talk about it because I've certainly had my fair share of lonely nights, or not even lonely nights, but just sad girl nights where I'm crying my heart out or I don't want to go to sleep because there's too many things on my mind. And sometimes it's not even really that big of a deal, but I find myself being sad. And I thought it would be worthwhile to talk about those feelings or those instances where that happens, because I feel as if my default emotion is to feel sad. And honestly, it actually is one of the safer emotions I feel like expressing, because I understand that everyone knows what it looks like to feel sad. Everyone knows what it feels like to be sad, and it's very like, we know when there's a room full of people that are sad and what that looks like versus like a party full of people. It's a completely different energy, and I didn't realize that there were so many different layers to emotions and just what, I guess, just the energy that they emit. And again, last week we talked about how words can influence communities and people and make a big difference. And so I wanted to actually dig in a little deeper on that topic, because I realized that you can't force yourself into higher levels of vibrational energy. Like, you can't force yourself into loving someone. You can't force yourself into feeling peaceful or feeling lit at a party. If you don't feel like doing it, like, if you don't feel, like, if you feel miserable, you just don't. Like, if you feel miserable, how could you possibly feel like you have, you know, this level of effortlessness about your day or true happiness? And again, it's like the same thing. Like, if you feel like you're a victim, you're being blamed for something, you feel sad, it's really hard to get out of those, get out of an energy that feels more productive or feels more creative. And there's actually research done by David Hawkins. It's called the Map of Consciousness Levels. And they break down like the measurements or the vibrational frequency of different emotions and different states of being. And actually, one of the most sort of neutral states is actually called neutrality and courage. And I realize that I actually don't operate too often in the middle ranges of feeling acceptance and neutrality and courage. I do feel those things, those emotions, don't get me wrong, but I don't operate in those levels very often. And I'm slowly realizing these days that there's not much of a balance between feeling sad and feeling passionate and loving and peaceful in my day-to-day or my week-to-week, or even if you were to just look at everything from a high level. I honestly don't believe that I operate towards the middle. And it was a profound experience for me this past week of just realizing sometimes when I don't feel passionate or I don't feel encouraged or inspired, I'm just super ready to look at the glass half empty and feel sad about that and wallow in that, even when I don't have to. Even when I can choose to be more neutral or I can choose to be more creative in other areas, I still find myself going straight from creativity to destructive type energies, and not even considering the happy medium or considering the neutrality of it all, of like, all right, this glass that I'm looking at has water in it and we can move on. Instead of looking at it from a half empty or half full perspective of like, okay, well, this glass could be completely full and that would make my cup full and all this other stuff. But, you know, like, it doesn't have to. There are certain situations that I'm in these days where it's like, this doesn't have to happen. for me to be happy. I can actually be neutral in this area and quickly move into like creative energy when I need to in my own ventures. And that's the reality of it, is like, well, I'm spending all of this time being sad and then having to go all the way back up to feeling joy and happiness and peace at the end of my day. And it takes a lot of energy. It takes so much energy. And then I try to condense as much happiness in a short amount of time as possible, because I think, well, now I have to go back to sadness and grief if I come back to a certain environment that I have no control over. I have no control over. And it's so hard to go from sadness and helplessness to this idea of I'm going to make contributions to the world and I can do all of these things and I have like the ability and the bandwidth to do those things, versus if you're in the neutral zone, you're like, oh, it's the beginning of inner confidence. It's like, oh, I got this, like things are fine. I can choose when I want to be happy. I can choose if I decide that I want to be sad. This also leads into like choosing when to be sad, or like at least letting yourself be sad, because that's also something that is hard. Sometimes I'm sad and I can't cry right now. I actually can't emote. And there are certain times when I'm like, oh, I really should be emoting right now. I need to have this release. I need to cry. I need to express myself. And I just can't. And that's when I turn on a movie. But I realize like our environment sometimes encourages us to be like the strong one, or to suppress our emotions, or not truly feel like the sadness, or have a stage of sadness or grief. That is something that I also recognize and am more open to nowadays. All right, like, let's forget this whole idea of hyper individualism. Person can take care of these things, or they got this. Just embrace the fact that if you're alone and if you're in a space and you want to give yourself a hug at the end of the day, or you want to tell yourself you did a good job, you can do those things and you can feel all the emotions that come up from that feeling, or that acceptance of those feelings. And that can also be a really great way to really transform your life and transform your whole mindset around like thing that goes on and that happens. And I feel like that's also a component of like consciousness, or a particular level that we operate in. Anyway, I thought I'd just come on and talk about this, and maybe the map of consciousness is something that you all can enjoy or look into, and it's something that helps you have just more clarity and, I don't know, someone to talk to about the duality between feeling sad and happy and neutral and really all of the emotions. But with that, I hope you all enjoy this podcast episode. I enjoy it, and we'll be back with another episode in the future. This was Asleep by the Laptop, the podcast series, all about topics that keep you up late at night. And I'm so excited to have more topics coming up in the future. So with that, have a good day and good night.